Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday. The Chargers were off yesterday, will be off today. The Bolts 5-1 return to practice on Wednesday to begin prepping for the showdown game with the Kansas City Chiefs. San Diego's compiled their impressive offensive statistics and 5 straight wins against some of the bottom feeders in the league. Opponents have a combined record of 4-15 in the Chargers' last 4 wins. Injury update, cornerback Brandon Flowers will get an update on Wednesday, likely out with a groin injury. Does not appear the Eddie Royal bruised rib is very serious. Coach Mike McCoy says offensive guard Jeremy Clary, not ready to return to practice, will remain on the PUP list through week 9 of the season. At that point, the Chargers must make a decision to activate him, place him on the season-ending IR, or possibly release him. On the injury front around the NFL, the news got a little bit better on Monday for the Eagles and running back Darren Sproles, re-diagnosed with a sprained ligament and only a minor tear of his ligament in his knee. The Eagles say surgery will not be required. Bad day. Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz undergoes emergency surgery. Torn patella tendon in his knee, gone for the year. Cornerback Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie out with a sprained knee. The injury numbers grow for the New York Jets. Cornerback Dee Milliner now out for the year. Torn Achilles tendon. They also IR starting offensive guard Brian Winter, torn knee ligament. In Pittsburgh, their banged up defense has 3 more players hurt. Brett Kiesel, defensive end, a strained knee. Safety Mike Mitchell, a bruised knee. And defensive tackle Steve McClendon, a shoulder injury. In Seattle, Seahawks confirming linebacker Bobby Wagner has a case of turf toe, and left tackle Russell Okung has a possible torn labrum. In addition, cornerback Byron Maxwell out with a minor calf injury. End of the season injuries for the Patriots. Running back Stephon Ridley gone for the year. Linebacker Jerod Mayo gone for the year. Both knee ligament damage. Broncos lose starting linebacker Danny Trevathan. He'll be gone 5 to 8 weeks. Kneecap injury. Cowboys lose right tackle Doug Free out 3 weeks with a sprained foot. And in Cleveland, the surgery performed. Offensive center Alex Mack gone for the year, broken leg. And the injury on defensive end Ant Bryant, worse than first feared, 2 different torn knee ligaments. And Redskins safety Brandon Merriweather undergoing treatment for a concussion. Monday Night Football, San Francisco 49ers came from a 14-0 deficit, stormed back to beat the Rams 31-17. Colin Kaepernick, 343 yards passing, 3 touchdowns in the win, through touchdown strikes of 32-80 in the game. Niners defense had 5 sacks and an interception off Rams rookie quarterback Austin Davis. A couple of other NFL notes. Redskins coach Jay Gruden says he may bench quarterback Kirk Cousins, who's 1-7 as a starter. Colt McCoy is the 3rd quarterback on that roster. In Minnesota, angry coach Mike Zimmer threatening major roster changes, saying it's not okay to lose games in the league. Meanwhile, Bills wide receiver Mike Williams declared inactive this past weekend, and the coach's doghouse has now asked to be either traded or released. In Pittsburgh, offensive coordinator Todd Haley is under all kinds of fire. Team is just 18-18 since he started calling plays with the Steelers. And Tampa Bay coach Lovie Smith says this is unacceptable. Buccaneers have given up 165 points in their last 4 games. Trouble in Arizona for safety Tyrann Mathieu. The former star from LSU has been called by a deadbeat dad. Lawyers have filed litigation against him. He had already been ordered to pay $76,000 in back child support. He's only paid $2,100. Mathieu signed a $3 million contract when he turned pro. And Viking running back Adrian Peterson, currently suspended, has filed written not guilty plea to felony child abuse charges. He, of course, is facing a trial December 1st. College football, Florida State's begun a probe of quarterback Jameis Winston, has been selling autographs and memorabilia. He, of course, is already under investigation for a continuing sexual assault case. University of Buffalo, in a bit of a surprise, has fired its coach Jeff Quinn after an awful loss to Eastern Michigan. His teams were 20-36 in his 4-plus years as head coach. And a sad history note in college football, Southeastern Conference. Tommy Lewis has passed away at the age of 83 in Alabama. He's the Tide player who came off the bench to tackle Rice's Dickie Mogul in the 1954 Cotton Bowl football game. In baseball, Game 3 of the American League Championship Series was rained out last night in Kansas City. They'll try to play Game 3 tonight. Orioles will send Wee Chen, 16-game winner, to the mound against Kansas City right-hander Jeremy Guthrie. Baltimore has gotten 2 full days off. That should help their fatigued Orioles bullpen. The Royals, of course, lead that series 2-0. National League Championship Series, Giants-Cardinals, Game 3 tonight, San Francisco. Tim Hudson against John Lackey. That series tied a game apiece. A report out of Los Angeles, the Dodgers in organizational meetings are talking about offering shortstop Hanley Ramirez a 1-year, $15.3 million qualifying offer that would retain his rights or at least get them a first-round draft pick as compensation. In Arizona, a bit of a surprise move. In a span of 48 hours, the Diamondbacks evidently changed their mind. They've hired Chip Hale of the Athletics as their new manager, but he only got a 2-year contract. It had been reported over the weekend the D-backs were thinking of hiring veteran manager Jim Tracy and Phil Nevin, the ex-Padre, to be his bench coach. They changed their mind. Twins get permission to interview Sandy Alomar Jr. for the vacant managerial job. And in Detroit, they've denied they've made a mistake in hiring to Brad Ausmus. They say he will return to manage the Tigers next season. They won the American League Central title, though they scuffled the second half of the season to do that, and then they got knocked out of the playoffs in the first round. NBA basketball, the Lakers are winless and the injury woes are growing. Guard Steve Nash is having more discomfort, possibly in both his legs and his back. Lakers have already lost Jeremy Lin. He's out with a bad ankle sprain. Lakers winless got beat by 41 by Golden State over the weekend. Washington Wizards have lost high-scoring guard Brad Beal, 8 weeks wrist surgery. Knickerbockers general manager Phil Jackson, the ex-Lakers coach, has spoken about the situation in L.A. He says Jim Buss vaulted into the position of prominence with the Lakers through inheritance. He now knows the reality of what it's like to be an NBA general manager. NHL hockey, the Ducks beat the Buffalo Sabres 5-1 last night. Ryan Kesler scores on a penalty shot. At one point in that game, the Ducks had outshot the Sabres 40-10. NHL hockey tonight, the Ducks are in Philadelphia closing out a road trip. LA Kings get the Edmonton Oilers. In boxing in Las Vegas, former heavyweight champion Leon Spinks reportedly fighting for his life after 2 emergency surgeries because of internal bleeding in his stomach. Sad note in soccer, legendary NASL star Jonathan Best has passed away at the age of 73, 5-time All-Star with the Seattle Sounders in the 1970s. In auto racing, Formula One owners have met in Germany to discuss possible implementation of a closed cockpit cover after a horrible crash caused brain damage to driver Julius Bianchi at the Japanese Grand Prix. And in Oscar Pistorius, week-long hearings in South Africa. Lawyers from both sides now presenting information to the judge as to what type of penalty should be handed out for the murder of his girlfriend. He's facing 2 to 15 years for that homicide. Defense says that Pistorius is a broken man and should not get a 15-year prison sentence. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday.